there's enough heating work coming in to just keep me busy. Gets me out of the line of sight of the boss. And okay. All right. You take her easy, man. Be safe.
You too. Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Okay. I keep trying to unmute you.
I muted myself.
All right. Can you? You can. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Jody, are you logged in?
I am. Oh.
Hmm. Perfect.
We
need you a host as well.
Perfect. It's like there's lots of similar faces from our last meeting last Thursday. We are here to provide updates with any information that we have. Not a lot much different than last week. So if you have questions for us at all, in regards to anything that's been on your mind, please shoot those to us through the comments section, the chat at the bottom of this, so that we can see what questions you have and answer them to the best of our ability. Mr. Osborne is not part of this meeting this morning. He has another Zoom meeting that he is on for another responsibility. So if you have questions that would be specific to him or that he only would be able to answer, you can send those to us and we can get those questions to him and provide you updates and feedback as we have that information available. Again, we don't have a whole lot of new information to share with you, so we're going to let you kind of start this meeting. So let us know what's on your mind and what your thoughts are.
At CIS, things have been going very well. Our majority of our classes, I shouldn't say majority, all of our classes are through Google Classroom. The students have been doing fantastic, and parents, you guys have been a wonderful support navigating this technology and making it through these new situations. One of the things that students sometimes forgets to go back into their assignments and hit submit or turn it in. So we have been reaching out to families to make sure that assignments are being submitted correctly. We have, if anyone is in need of paper copies for any assignments just due to internet being able to connect, or if anyone is in need of a Chromebook from the school, please send me an email. We are happy to help support however is needed for those families at home. And if those families are not logged in and you've heard from someone, please let us know, because we would like to help in any way for the families in our community. Kayla, you asked specifically about assignments that have been submitted or turned in. Can students recall them? It depends on the assignment. Some of the teachers will send it back to you if they need you to fix something or redo something. Other times, once it's submitted, that is the grade. So that is very specific upon the assigned work. And if you do have a question, feel free to email your teacher through their school email or through Gmail, because they would be able to help you specifically for an assignment.
Sure. From the junior senior high school, we really do not have any new updates. I will just go over the updates that we had from last week. I do have some questions on there about graduation. Until the governor obviously makes a decision upon returning, we will not be making any decisions on graduation. Obviously, if we're able to come back in May, then the graduation will be the same as it normally was. If not, and we're able to have it in June, we would have that on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I'm going to actually send out a survey once that is decided to students, and we would have a ceremony in June in the gymnasium. If it gets pushed back even further than that, then we may be looking at some virtual graduation ideas that we'll be addressing as those decisions come up. Prom is still the same as far as it is postponed right now, and we're waiting further information from the governor. And as far as finals go from the junior, senior high school, if we return to school, we will have finals. If for whatever reason we do not return back to school, then we will not have finals, and we will just complete the grades as we have done here for the first couple weeks.
So there was a question about the packets for at Hazel Harvey, the learning packets that have been given out for this next portion of time. It was a 3-week duration of packets. Those will be turned in at a later date. We will ask for those to come back in on May 4th, Monday, May 4th. So if we either return to school in May, those will come back with the students then, or we will have the turn-in bins ready for staff and students at that time. Please do not bring them to the school before then. We do not have the turn-in bins outside. We still are on the stay-at-home order, so we're not encouraging people to be out any more than they need to be. So those are fine to come in on May 4th. If we do have school extended with the closure beyond the May 4th return date, then we obviously would have new learning packets ready for your children at that time as well. Thank you for all of your participation with this last portion of learning packet completion. We did have about 97% turn-in, so thank you. We appreciate that so much. And even some of the ones that were not turned in, we acknowledge that perhaps you did complete those and work on those, you just simply did not bring them back, or you're continuing to work on some of the incompleted portions because you did come and pick up the next packet. So thank you so much for your help with that. Again, please put any questions that you have for any of us over in the chat portion. It looks like somebody had a question quick about face-to-face help with assigned portions of work for Hazel Harvey. You could reach out to the teacher that assigned those portions of work for you if it's a kindergarten, first or second grade. I do know that all of those different grade levels are offering either Google Meet or Zoom meetings. That would be about as face-to-face as we can get at this point to offer that kind of support or intervention. So if you need that additional help, please go ahead and reach out to your classroom teacher.
Okay, a couple questions for the junior, senior high. Two of them were about AP classes. Once again, the finals, as far as what the school would have, would be based upon if we return. The actual AP test itself, they have come out with those assessments will be taken at home. It will be a 45-minute assessment, which is obviously quite a bit shorter than the norm. And there will be no multiple choice, so it will all be extended response. So, and we will be emailing that information out to all of those parents and students as we get closer. Jenna Behrens, one of our counselors, has attached a link on the chat room there that will explain everything to you guys. So thank you, Jenna. The other one is, will the staff be holding Zoom meetings every week? As far as us, I believe we will be meeting each week, and I know that the other two buildings, along with myself, are meeting weekly with our staffs via Zoom just to go over how things are going and what work has been completed, what isn't, what's working well, what's new, all of those pieces. So hopefully that answers the question.
thank you for taking time to be with us today and for reaching out and asking any questions. We have been trying our best to adapt through this process, just as we know you guys are adapting at home and working through with each of your students. If there are any questions, put them on the chat. If there's anything specific you'd like answered, or you can email any of us as well, so that we can help support through what you guys are going through at home. As we continue in this process, I know that our teachers are checking in frequently with students. If students are using their Gmail accounts, especially at CIS, Gmail is not something we taught students how to use, because we would use Google Classroom, but we weren't encouraging them to email each other. So if they get in online and check their Gmail accounts every day, it does give them notifications of assignments. Our high schoolers, our junior high and senior high, are very familiar with this. So if they link their Gmail to their phones, they can get all of the assignments. It notifies them through an email that that work has been assigned. They can follow that and track that for anything. They can also, if they're using the Gmail and students log into that, they can, as soon as they start typing a teacher's last name, it will automatically populate for them. So our teachers are checking their Gmail and their school email every day. When assignments are assigned, we are also checking through just if students are sharing it through Google. Sometimes we're checking through the shared docs as well. So there's a lot of different ways that information is being communicated, and we are trying to manage and help that with all of the students. One of the questions specifically is about progress book. Thank you for asking that. Each child has a registration key, a parent registration key, and it's specific to each individual child. So each of us administrators have access to the students in our building. So if you need a registration code so that you can follow on progress book, you would need to just shoot myself, Mrs. Hughes, or Mr. Rodriguez, Mr. Marshall, an email, and we can send you that parent registration key so that you can sign into progress book. If you are on our district page, our high school page, our intermediate page, there is a blue progress book button. And it, no matter which page you're on, you can hit that and it will take you to progress book to follow grades. Teachers are trying to, at CIS, we're trying to mark assignments as missing just so parents are aware that there's work that the students may not have turned in. At Hazel Harvey, there's not as many grades put into progress book because the students are younger. So if you need a progress book login, just send one of us an email and we can help get you that information and you'd be able to follow. You can also set up a notification through progress book that will alert you if your child has a missing assignment. It will send you an alert. So sometimes that's helpful.
If you look down on the chat thing, Trish Barr, our administrative assistant for the guidance counselors, put her email there, and she will get right back to you with your high school registration code. Also, there's a parent asking about Zoom meetings in the evening. Just a reminder, Mr. Linder records all of these and puts them up on the website so that anybody can access them at any point in time whenever they would be available, so they can go through there, the transcripts, and all the video.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to check in with all of you. I wanted to let you know that as the special education team that we have made contact with all of our students. We've had a few that we have not been able to actually speak with due to them not answering, but we have tried to reach out to all of our students. You should be receiving a weekly email from your intervention specialist that your student may work with. If you are not, please let me know. You can email me. Again, my name is Katie Schrock, so my information is on the district website. You can also give me a call. I'm in the Yellow House, so if you call there, then I will be able to speak with you. But we are reaching out through email, through Google. Through all types of communication, through text messages and phone calls. So if you have not been in contact with your intervention specialist, please let us know so that way we can set something up for you. But we have made contact and we are communicating. A lot of my intervention specialists are doing one-on-one meetings with their students, and then they're also trying to create small group sessions as well. We have our OT and PT, along with our speech therapists, are additionally making contact and working with students as well to ensure that we are meeting our students' minutes and also checking in to make sure that they are feeling some type of success as well during this time. So if you have any questions, please make sure to reach out. Thank you.
Morning. Just an update on athletics. Really nothing has changed in the last week and a half. We are still in the mandatory no contact period until May 1st. The coaches can communicate with our athletes via social media, but we should not be having any contact physically, athletes together and or the coaches. Last week, OHSA Commissioner Jerry Snodgrass did send out a member schools update with a projected spring sports schedule if, and again, I bold and underline if, we should return to school on May 4th. That would be in regards to our spring sports, baseball, softball, tennis, and track. That would have an acclimation period that first week of May, May 4th through the 8th, with a abbreviated spring sports season starting on Saturday, May 9th. Again, that is all. It'll be up to the OHSA and the governor and the state of Ohio whether or not that should transpire. You can find this schedule, tentative schedule, on OHSAA.org, or Mr. Rodriguez has posted it on the Chippewa Twitter site. Until then, we'll continue to monitor the situation through the state of Ohio and through Governor DeWine to hopefully make a decision what's best here moving forward for not only spring sports, but also in regards to the fall sports coming up, summer practices and such. I know a lot of our kids are chomping at the bit to get back out on the sports fields. But again, we'll continue to monitor and do the best what's safe for our student athletes. I would just like to remind you that the stadium, Doylestown Stadium, Memorial Stadium, is closed to the public still. And if you would please discourage any of our student athletes from going there to the stadium, we don't want people in there until that can be cleaned and we can return to action. If you have any other questions, you can email me or with my cell phone, reach out to me. I'd be glad to answer anything else I could help you with. Please stay safe. Hope to see our student athletes and coaches very soon.
Hello, everybody. It's Officer Nate. Hey, I was recently reached out to by a family in need of a double bed or a futon. They don't really have the means right now to purchase one, so I'm kind of reaching out to Chip Nation. If you guys know anything or anyone that is giving away a futon or a double bed, please reach out to me. You can call the station or email me at officersamples@doylestown.com. That would be awesome. Hope everybody is feeling healthy and safe. And go for a walk and do your homework. All right, miss you guys. Love you.
One of the questions asked was specifically about our spring sports and if they're canceled, will you get refunded or will it go towards next year? For our youth sports right now, I know the hope is that we'll have a chance to play. So I don't know that any of our youth sports have made those decisions yet, and you would want to reach out to them because they don't go through the school district. You'd want to reach out specifically. If there's a sport that you're not sure who to get a hold of, you are more than welcome to email us, and we will try to help with whoever may be running that sport in town. But the goal and the hope is that we will be able to at least have some type of sports season here, you know, in May. And I'm certain that whoever you registered through would be getting information and getting in touch with you if it is decided that we can't go back to having a sports season. Okay. We appreciate everyone who's logged on and taken the time out of your day to check in with us. And if there's anything, we appreciate also those who are asking questions so that we know how to help connect with you and answer anything that you are maybe concerned or thinking about. So thank you. Keep those questions coming. Otherwise, you just get to hear us ramble on. CIS is also doing yearbooks. One of the questions was specifically about yearbooks. The company that we use is processing the order, but we're not sure when they're shipping or when they're coming. And there will be extra yearbooks available. As when they come in, we will email out information. Another question I've had recently is we had done a cookie dough order here at CIS, and they are currently not shipping that. So if you happen to order something, we are waiting for them to give us a delivery date. And they are not planning on any delivery dates until after May 4th. So as soon as we have a delivery date on that, we will most likely set up a pickup where we would put it in the trunk of your car. You'd pull up, give us your name, and we'll put it in the trunk of your car. But as soon as we have any additional information on that, I will email that out as well.
We've had some questions via email coming in for Hazel Harvey regarding preschool and what that looks like for the remainder of the school year. There still are preschool packets going home to our rostered students, as well as services being provided for students that are on IEPs in preschool. So that is still taking place. As far as payment, we are not asking for payment to come in during the month of April and May, especially if we do not return to school in May. If you have paid for the entire year, and there is minimal that would apply to, those will be refunded. But at this time, we are not looking for any payment for the months of April and May, but you will continue to hear from your teachers and receive the learning packets, as well as the services from your service providers for special services. So if you have questions in regards to preschool or kindergarten, first and second, please continue to send those our way. Thanks.
As we are informed that students can return to school, whether it will be this year or even in August of next year, we will be making plans for just hygiene and taking care and washing hands and materials that are around the school. Right now, since we don't have a everything within our schools has been disinfected. The staff, our maintenance and extra help did a fantastic job going around all of the buildings and disinfecting and washing down walls and railings and doorknobs and lockers. Everything within all of our buildings was cleaned and sanitized, which they spent many hours, and we are very grateful for. So when we have a return date, we will be addressing hygiene. And I know that the families at home have done a fantastic job with that too. So we'll try to carry that over here at school to help with just keeping everyone healthy. For extra credits opportunities, I think, it, or if there's maybe you needed to turn, if there's something specific that needed to be turned in by a student, feel free to reach out to each teacher. We understand often we're putting in due dates in Google Classroom. Due dates are put into Google Classroom because the way the students see the classroom and the way you see it at home, it will pop up on their left side of their screen as assignments to do. But some of, depending on the teacher and the coursework, if that was an assignment that you needed to have a chance to kind of go back and turn it back in, reach out to that specific teacher because they have extended due dates at times depending on what the work specifically was. And we understand that there's a learning curve for students, teachers, and parents, families, everyone who is supporting right now, grandmas and grandpas who are helping at home, for those that have the whoever they happen to be with right now. We understand that there is a learning curve and we're all adapting. So extra credit, you would want to also reach out to the teacher if there's something specific, but if you go back for an assignment, you might be able to still get a chance to turn it back in. And we appreciate any, we appreciate the volunteer offer. Right now we are, luckily, our staff has done a fantastic job. Our maintenance and transportation and some of our kitchen help and additional teachers came in as well over our spring break and took time to disinfect everything. And as we are given more information from our governor, we'll kind of transition to what our policies and procedures will be at that time.
There looks to be a question about guidelines for children being promoted to the next grade level. And during this distance learning and at-home learning, there will not be anybody not promoted based on this alone. If there would be any kind of discussion with families about students needing to repeat a grade level, those conversations have already taken place during conferences with parents earlier in the school year and are specific to struggles that have been ongoing. So if your child is struggling right now at home with the distance learning, is not getting things completed in a timely manner, or able to complete with success the assignments that have been provided, those things are not being penalized, and your child will not be retained in the current grade level based on those factors alone. So if there are still retentions that are being considered, you will hear again from the teachers as well as the administration about that, but you would have already had those conversations leading up to this point. So please keep sending us your questions.
All right. I can speak to the grades and being promoted as well. The seniors, the governor had come out with, basically, if they were ready to graduate and on time to graduate and had everything done by the end of the third 9 weeks, that they would be graduating. We do have some exceptions to that where students were not ready. And so those students have been notified and need to finish all of their credit to make sure that they do graduate here this spring. Also, at the junior, senior high school, we have a lot of classes that are credit worthy. And if students do not complete the work, they would be a quarter or even a semester or a half credit deficient going into next year, which would cause them to go to credit recovery. So all we are asking is just to complete the work. Our teachers have done a nice job of having things posted and reaching out. And if you do run into any issues, please email myself or any of the staff. We want to make this as easy as possible and have our students at the junior senior high school get the highest GPA that they can get for this last quarter.
Crystal, I appreciate the question. If school returns on May 4th, we have not had that question. We have not discussed that as an administrative staff right now, but I understand your concerns. And that is something we will definitely talk with Mr. Osborne about and come up with a plan for that. Right now, I don't have an answer, though, but I appreciate you asking so that we can continue the conversation. And Kayla, the plans for kids entering kindergarten, I'm not sure. Right now, Mrs. Hughes had spoke about, you know, making sure that if you have a student that would be entering kindergarten, that we would, there's information on the Hazel Harvey site for making sure you're getting everything to be enrolled. If it's something more specific than enrollment, I'm not sure. The Facebook, Hazel Harvey Facebook page has information for enrollment for new kindergartners coming. Elementary page on the district website has information for that. If there's something more specific, please feel free to email Mrs. Hughes. She'd be happy to help you as well.
The question from Charity Drake, as of right now, no one is looking to go any further into the summer to make up days. If we end up not coming back to school, I would deem that our 9 weeks would end the exact same date that it is right now, which is in the end of May. We would not be looking at adding any days or starting school differently next year as of right now. There has been no talk of that. So I don't believe there will be any makeup days included in this year's schedule.
I'm just going to repeat some information that we've already said last week and I had already went over today, but we want to say a huge thank you to our families. Each of you out there are working very hard. You're supporting your children at home and we are very grateful. It's been wonderful to see how many of our families are actively engaged right now. We appreciate everyone who has just really stepped up and figured out Google Classroom, has, you know, working on your packets at home. Our junior, senior high students have done fantastic about getting work turned in, and we're really grateful for those things. Our teachers are ready and willing to help support. If there's any ways that you know that you need any help, feel free to reach out to us. Our lunches, breakfast and lunches have been going fantastic. We've had a lot of families take advantage of this and just know that everyone is welcome at any time on Mondays and Thursdays. Our pickup is from 10:30 to 12:30. You get a breakfast and lunch for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on Monday. And then on Thursday, you get a breakfast and lunch for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you also know anyone else in our community that would, you know, need to use that resource, all they have to do is pull up to the back of CIS or pull up to the junior senior high at the front, and the food is being brought to the car for each of these families. So that has gone wonderfully. And thank you for offering to volunteer with this right now. Our staff has covered it well. And if we do need any volunteers, we'll send you an email, and we appreciate that. We've delivered over 60 different families. Our staff has also been helping deliver lunches on these days. So just knowing that the community is being supported, if we can help in any other ways right now, you know, please reach out to us. Mrs. Shafrath has done a fantastic job organizing and getting that all in place. Our staff has been wonderfully adaptive at this time. If there's something that you may particularly be having a hard time with, please reach out through email to any of us, through either Gmail or through our school email. The teachers want to help support. So if there's something that you feel is going hard with, or is going hard at home, or seem to be a struggle for any of our students, please reach out. The teachers are ready and willing to help with whatever assignment or work that any of our students need support with, or if it's a technical issue, we are ready to help too. We still have Chromebooks available if anybody needs to email myself or Mr. Rodriguez. We are happy to help get additional Chromebooks out to anyone that might need one. And we appreciate the questions so that we know if there's anything that we need to address or help you with right now.
It seems like there's been some lulls here where we're not getting as many questions coming in. So much like last week, you are welcome to exit this meeting at any time, join back in at any time. This is recorded and will be placed on the district website for later viewing. So if you feel like you've missed something and want to go back and check in, you are welcome to do that. If you want to just go back and look through the questions that have been posted maybe after you've exited, you are welcome to do that as well. We are trying to respond both via the Zoom with our verbal responses, but also we're trying to type some of the answers to the questions as well so that people can skim through the questions and perhaps see the answers just in print. So if you have additional questions, please send those our way, but please don't feel like you need to stay on here for the entire duration of the meeting. We will base our duration of the meeting on the attendance within this session. So keep the questions coming if you have them. We would love to answer any questions that you have and support you in any way that we can. But we also realize there might be some downtime here if people don't have new questions that are being provided. Thanks.
stop it. Can't stand that.
So it looks like many have exited the meeting as well as a few have just joined. If you are just joining in, we've covered some information that is discussed over in the side chat area of the meeting in this session. So please check out the chat portion of this so you can see the questions that have been asked as well as the answers that have been provided. If you have new questions and are new to joining the meeting, please add your questions in the side chat area so that we can answer those accordingly to you. We have answered everything from graduation, promotion, some school fee refunds, and different sporting questions. So please look through those, and if you have anything additional, let us know. Thanks.
Thank you for asking a question here for us. For CIS students for missing assignments, if you log into Progress Book and check the student assignments, you would be able to see if anything is missing. It will come up as missing. If you need your parent registration key, Progress Book is on any of the district pages. It's a blue button on the district, the high school, CIS and Hazel Harvey, you can click on there. It will ask for a parent registration key. If you need that information, please send me a quick email because I can get that to you. And then when you log in, it will show you the assignments, their grades, and if anything is missing, it will be on there. If you are familiar with Progress Book, you can log in and there's a settings area where you can have it notify you if your child has a missing assignment. Depending on how you want to be notified, it will send you an email telling you that your child has an assignment that had been marked as missing, and that can be helpful at times too. So we can, that way you could still log in and check grades. Deanna, that's a great question. If the kids go back on May 4th, we don't know what that protocol will look like yet. And since the governor hasn't specifically changed anything yet, we would need to talk with Mr. Osborne and determine how we want, how that could look. But I think that, you know, depending on comfort level and everything, wearing masks would be beneficial. And although we haven't been told yet by the governor of us coming, not returning to school in May, I would say that there's a pretty good chance that we would not return to school in May. If we do return, then we will send out information to all families just to ensure we're keeping everybody healthy as we're here together. And that would come through probably like the district email. We appreciate everyone who's taken time to log in today and just check in on how things are going. And we appreciate those who are asking questions. That way, if we can address anything for you or help in any way, we're happy to do that. We're grateful for the help that's been at home and the support from each of our families. If there is anything that anybody specifically needs, or if you know of anybody in our community around you that needs any help or support in any way, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to get things in place.
We are going to go ahead and just go till noon for this session, since we don't have as many participants, and it does look like most of the questions have been answered. So if you have additional questions at this time or anything on your mind, please go ahead and share that with us in the chat so that we either can address your questions or concerns. And if nothing else, and it's just thoughts you'd like to share with us, others can view those as they look through this recording at a later time. So again, we're only going to go for about 10 more minutes. We'll be done at noon. And then if there's anybody that you know that missed this and would like to view this meeting, they can go to the district website and find that located there. Thanks.
We just got a question about doing some things for seniors, and it's something that we are looking into, talking with Mr. Osborne and even talking with other league schools. We've looked at some different opportunities to celebrate the seniors and even spring athletes, as obviously it is very difficult for the seniors, especially with all of their activities, spring athletics, the musical, many different events that obviously are postponed at this point in time, but could ultimately be canceled depending on what the governor allows us to do. So we are looking into different activities. We want to make sure, one, that we're practicing, obviously, safety. Two, looking and making sure that we're including all parties and are able to do that. And if it's something that we can do with fellow league schools, it's something we'd like to all do at the same time and together. We think it would be a pretty neat Wayne County Athletic League. Things that we could do to honor, like I said, our seniors and spring athletes. So we are definitely looking into it, and we'll be developing some different activities as we go. And once we hear formally from the governor of what the next steps will be.
Tina, thank you for letting us know. If families are having trouble getting into Progress Book, we can, if you email the principal of the school, myself, Mr. Rodriguez, or Mrs. Hughes, we can reset your password for you. And then you can log in, or we can send you there's a way for us to send an email that will help you to reset your password. So if you're having trouble with Progress Book, just let us know and we can help with that.
All right, we have about 4 more minutes. Thank you, everybody, for attending our Zoom meeting and participating. We appreciate the questions that you're asking of us. Many people are thinking the same things. So when one asks, everybody gets the answer that they're all thinking of. So we appreciate this very much. If you do have continued questions once the session ends, please go ahead and send them to any one of our emails, and we can add them to the next session and answer those for all. But we can also give you a more immediate feedback through email. So again, thank you so much for your participation today. Continue to reach out to us if you need anything. We are here to support you and your students during this distance learning. And thank you for all you're doing.